There's something sacred about a baton. It's not just a stick. It's trust. It's legacy. It's the handoff between generations, teammates, and truths too deep for words. For Usain Bolt, the 4x100-meter relay wasn't just another event. It was a brotherhood, a shared breath between Jamaican icons, a communion of rhythm, muscle, and purpose. Because sprinting may be a solo art, but victory? Victory is passed hand to hand. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you One Baton, One Nation, Bolt and the Brotherhood of the 4x100. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. It began with a dream that was bigger than any one man. Jamaica, an island smaller than many American states, had always punched above its weight in sprinting. But the 4x100? That was the kingdom the United States had ruled for decades. Bolt and his crew were about to change that. The names echoed like verses in a hymn. Nesta Carter, Michael Frotter, Asafa Powell, Johan Blake, and Bolt, each man a monster in his own lane. Each man born of hardship, hunger, and rhythm. They didn't run for endorsements. They didn't run for individual shine. They ran for Jamaica, for the flag, for the hills, for the fire their ancestors whispered into their bones. The chemistry didn't happen overnight. Relay running isn't just about speed. It's about timing. It's about faith. You have to feel your teammate behind you, hear his breath, know his gait. Trust that the baton will find your palm like destiny. Bolt trained handoffs relentlessly. Left hand, right hand, no look passes. Over and over, until muscle memory became team memory. And when the world watched, they delivered. Beijing 2008, they shattered the world record, 37.10 seconds. Not just a win, a message. Jamaica had arrived, and the relay was now their throne. But they didn't stop. London 2012, another gold, another world record, 36.84 seconds. Smooth exchanges, explosive transitions. Bolt anchored with ferocity, but always credited the men before him. Without them, he once said, I'm just the last man holding a stick. The 4x100 became a symbol of unity, of black excellence, of what happens when ego steps aside and legacy steps forward. Because each leg of that race was a story. Nesta's flawless start, Frotter's clean acceleration, Blake's violence on the curve, and Bolt's thunderbolt finish. Together, history, but even legends stumble. Rio 2016, the final chapter, Bolt's last Olympics. The world watched, hearts pounding. The baton passed cleanly once again. Bolt flew the anchor leg like a man possessed. Gold, again, three Olympic Games, three relay victories, never beaten, a perfect record. And yet, years later, that perfection cracked. Doping allegations against a teammate. A retroactive disqualification from Beijing. The first gold stripped. Bolt didn't rage. Didn't argue. He bowed his head. Said only, I worked hard. My team worked hard. But rules are rules. That was character. That was leadership. That was the difference between a sprinter and a legend. So when we talk about Bolt's greatness, we must remember this. His most enduring victories weren't always his alone. They were shared. For legs. One heartbeat. For men. One nation, one baton, passed into eternity.